We are approaching the checkered flag. Afternoons with Jimmy Smith coming your way at 1 o'clock, and we're going to include Jimmy in this editorial meeting of Tommy's Tribune. Hi, mate.
Oh, I'm included in my. Oh, that's lovely, isn't it? That's fantastic. What are you doing today, Matt, after your show? Just can you give me a rundown?
Look, it'll be costly. Put it that way.
Fancy.
I'll be spending money. I'm fencing, so I'll be spending money. Hey, by the way, Martin has texted in. Says I love Tom's passion for the Roosters. We need more of it from the younger generation. But then he goes on to say, between you and me, Matt, I think your Seagulls will soar tomorrow night. So his headline: Tommy Turbo trumps Teddy's tenacity.
Like it. I tell you what, if you're not in the alliteration game, you don't get a start in the Tribune.
No.
By the way, just did you hear about the bloke who inherited a large fortune?
Yes.
He bought a farm and decided to turn it into a small fortune. So
I've heard that a lot in the world of motorsport.
Yes. Yeah. That works.
A lot.
That works.
All right. Now, actually, can you just stand judge over this one? Because Tommy's about to give us his headlines before we leave and find out what's on your show. So, Tommy, fire away. You're about to get judged by Jimmy.
All right. First one. Teddy the Terrific. You know why? Because he's going to put in a magical performance this weekend. So, Teddy the Terrific.
You know when you have to explain the headline?
No, because I'm going in the magicians call themselves
the Magnificent.
The Magnificent. I'm going Teddy the Terrific.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm saying at least one try and two try assists.
Hang on. One try?
And at least two try assists.
Two try assists. You actually have the Roosters winning this game, don't you?
Well, obviously. What do you mean?
So you're not a realist. You're an idealist. That's great.
Teddy the Terrific.
And there'd be a wand with stars around it.
And Matty as well. We're talking about photos. It's going to be a photo of Teddy celebrating on the try line. He's going to have Manu Kivalu one side, Josh Morris one side, and you got Tom Trbojevic just looking up at him in despair because he just ran over him. Next headline. Actions speak louder than words. That's for the Penrith Panthers and Parramatta Eels game.
Yes.
Because Ivan Cleary, he's going to be tight-lipped. He's not going to say anything pre- or post-game match.
Right.
His side's going to come out for a clinical performance against Para.
Okay.
Actions speak louder than words. And I'm also predicting, not a headline here, but as we did with Sam Verrills this weekend, I hope it doesn't come true, but I'm a bit of a Nostradamus. I believe we're going to have a lot of judiciary concern coming out of the weekend, leading into the prelim finals.
A lot of judiciary concern. Put a name on it. Give me, if you're framing the market, I mean, Victor's probably $1.10.
Yep, Victor and Jared are right there. I'm going to go with Moses Leota, Penrith Panthers.
Moses Leota. Okay.
There you go.
Okay, there we go. All right. Fantastic. I've got one here. I've got a headline. Crystal Cleary.
Oh, yeah.
It's a return to form for Nathan. You could argue a return to form for Ivan. I think they win. I think a tighter game than what the market suggests, that Panthers v Eels game. I think that'll be really, really physical. I thought Regan Campbell-Gillard has as good a game as I've ever seen him play in that game against Newcastle.
He was brutal, wasn't he? And he was in the fight at the contest absolutely everywhere. Almost running out of time, Jimmy. What's coming up on your show?
RJ Ochoa with an NFL preview. Michelle Bishop with all the latest news in rugby league. And the NRL economist, the innovation consultant for the Manly Seagulls, Rami Hayder as well.
Nice. Good on you, mate.
Thanks, buddy.
There he is, Jimmy Smith, coming your way at 1 o'clock this afternoon. We'll recap how we went with Tommy's Tribune on Monday morning. Matty John's in the chair with Morning Glory tomorrow. Thanks for all of your input. Have a great day, everybody.